T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rod the Bod, host of Insider Talk here on 971 FM Talk. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. A lot going on in the gun and the violence conversation, not just in St. Louis, but all around the state. So I appreciate the setup that you were just discussing, what happened in St. Louis and beyond.
Stunned by the Missouri Scout poll that came out this weekend, I'll just have to tell you. I saw somebody yesterday tweeted out a picture of Beto O'Rourke and said, congratulations for becoming the number one AR-15 salesman in America.
This conversation, Mark, and I'm glad you were talking about it for a few minutes today, is one that we're going to have a real comprehensive conversation about as a society, because I think one of the things that people are looking for is some solution, right? There's gun violence, whether it's gun violence in certain neighborhoods that has become the norm, whether it's active shooters, which is shocking every, you know, other month, shocking and making us all go into mourning, or the acts like you saw in the Shaw neighborhood, which is less than a few blocks from my house, that had my neighbors talking yesterday about we got to do something about guns. I think people keep running to first to the gun issue because of the weapon and what the weapon does. But the danger for me when people say we got to do something about guns is it skips right over all of the variables that went into the person using the gun to commit the crime, whatever the scenario was. So it doesn't deal with the decay in the neighborhoods that caused people to accept gun violence as normal. It doesn't deal with whatever drove a person into a building to shoot a bunch of people they never met before. And it doesn't deal with whatever caused the person to resolve their problem last weekend with the gun. It's just, hey, we got to do something about guns. And it's almost like that's what people grab hold of, Mark, because they don't know what to do about the other things. And my plea is going to be, we've got to have a broader conversation. Because there are too many guns, you're not going to go in and take them all away, no matter what Beto O'Rourke says. It's just not going to happen. So we're going to have to make some decisions about what we're going to do about violence and how we handle a number of things. And so that's why the conversation in Missouri is getting interesting, because for the first time in my recent career, there are Republicans and some conversations about something that might be done in public safety or gun or violence. And the specifics are yet to be fleshed out.
So the Missouri Scout, this was forwarded to me, did a poll that they claim is representative of people likely to vote in 2020. Now, I'm not sure how they determined that. Here's how I know how they broke it down. I think it's important for people to understand when polls are explained. The polling companies, Rodney, for people who don't understand it, can have a huge impact on the outcome of any poll based on who they choose to include in it, right?
Correct.
They can. And here's the thing about the demographics for this poll. I think it's important. 41% of the respondents are from St. Louis. 24% were from Kansas City. So fully 65% of the people polled for this poll came from either St. Louis or Kansas City, which are blue areas of the state. Can we agree on that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And among those polled, 53% were female, only 47% male, 56% considered themselves liberal or moderate, as opposed to 45% who consider themselves conservative. So I just want to get that out there before I talk about the results of this poll, because this blew me away. Here's the question. Would you support or oppose a ban on the sale of assault weapons? Now, it doesn't describe what an assault weapon is. It doesn't mention a specific rifle. It just calls it an assault weapon. 60% of the people that responded to this poll said they support the ban on assault weapons. 60%, only 30% opposed it. I'm stunned by that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm stunned with the demographics that you just outlined or illuminated with the people polled, that the number wasn't higher, because those are the areas where people have always been for gun restriction and gun reform. And what that means is there are four laws that say you can't have or you can't do. And you know, you and I talked last week about polling, and polling has become a very slippery slope these days, because I'm not even sure now, even with the information you shared, how the polling is it really an accurate reflection from this perspective. So many people who don't live in those areas have a voice and have voted and will have an opinion on the gun policy. So to say that 60% or whatever based on those variables is a little bit of a slippery slope to get us into probably not an accurate review of Missouri, where Missouri is. But it comes back to the other question, Mark. Gun laws, there are a lot of gun laws on the books in a lot of places, and I'm not saying we don't need to do something and we don't need to look at some of these issues more acutely, but to do it in a vacuum or to do it just about the gun issue is so narrow that I think we end up with a lot of the same tragedies 5-10 years from now, even if you passed a bunch of gun laws, as has happened in a number of states and cities with absolutely tough and strict gun laws. It hasn't stopped people from getting guns and who want them and from using them to commit violent crimes in a bunch of different categories.
You know, I hate to draw this parallel because I don't want to confuse the issue, but one of the issues in this whole Steele dossier discussion with the FISA warrants and the information they used to apply for the FISA warrants was circular reporting. You remember that issue where a story was leaked to a newspaper, and the FISA application for the warrants, they referred to that story in the newspaper as further proof of a separate indication of these facts, even though they didn't tell the judge that it was leaked to the paper to provide that basis. That's a way of influencing a judge's decision when applying for a warrant, in my opinion. In this case, the mainstream media is going to tout this poll as 60% of Missourians support the idea of a ban on assault weapons. And they're going to use that to convince people that the vast majority of Missourians support that idea. I don't believe that's the case, Rodney, but how do you fight back against something like this?
Well, I think, Mark, even if 60% of Missourians, let's just hypothetically say the poll was right, how do you effectively take, I mean, we also have the Second Amendment due process. People are committed to keeping what they have today. So when Beto O'Rourke says he would take them back, or when people say take weapons, I don't even believe that's doable. I don't believe in 21st century America that if the government decided today to take weapons from people, I don't believe it's achievable. So it's another thing where you probably pass something that gets tied up in the courts for the next 10, 15 years. Nothing happens. In the meantime, the deaths, the violence, the segmented violence in the urban core, the acts of violence on people who never see it coming through mass shooters, the individuals who resolve disputes with guns, all those issues don't go addressed while we have this sort of straw man debate about can we take people's assault weapons, can we ban assault weapons. We did this before in the 90s, we banned assault weapons. And if you look at the data, and I've been trying to read a lot of it, the violence did not decrease. There were other variables that allowed gun violence in the U.S. to go up, even though we banned assault weapons. So I just don't want us to get caught up in these false narratives as if they're real solutions. We have to have a comprehensive conversation about the myriad ways that violence is plaguing different communities, different experiences, and individuals are using violence, gun violence, to solve problems that, you know, because they don't know how to de-escalate things. So,
right.
Look, I agree that there's people who want to do something, who think that a gun bill is going to make everybody safer, but history has proven that that's not necessarily the case. And I don't know how under heaven you would actually effectively take weapons from people that have owned them, had them, and they're in their homes right now.
Well,
in this country.
This is what Beto had to say about it. Go to a cut eight, please.
Put it this way. This is something that we're able to do through the Commerce Clause, and this is something that is not prevented from the United States from doing by the Second Amendment. So this is constitutionally sound. This is absolutely necessary if we care about the lives of our fellow Americans.
Yeah, I think this dude killed too many brain cells at some point in his party past.
Yeah, I don't believe for one second that it's doable. Just because the Constitution or a judge may order something to be done doesn't mean that it could be executed by law enforcement. There was a second follow-up to that in a number of conversations where people were saying, what law enforcement agents are going to go in and execute these orders, laws? So I just think even if you could, I still don't believe that that action in any way would deal with the fact that there are so many other variables that are contributing to gun violence in this country that we aren't having a conversation about. You know, red flag laws kind of open up the conversation that we know that a lot of the mass shooters had some form of mental illness that was undiagnosed or untreated and slipped through the cracks. So, okay, maybe there's something there we have to have a deeper dive on. We also know that in urban America, whether it's St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City, that African Americans are killing each other daily in numbers that rival some of the mass shootings if you look at the same periods of time.
Oh, sure.
And that has nothing to do with gun laws. That has a lot to do with all these other variables that are going unaddressed. So my only cry is, and plea, if we're going to have a conversation about violence, it has to be a comprehensive conversation where we as a society try to figure out what we can do, because if you just run to the gun issue and ban or pass things that are really, in my opinion, difficult or unenforceable, what have we really solved 5-10 years from now?
Yeah. Rodney Boyd, my guest, host of Insider Talk here on FM News Talk 97.1. One more thing. This study was done by the Remington Research Group. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yes, sir.
I know I've heard of them before. Am I incorrect in believing that Remington Research Group is traditionally considered, aren't they considered to be a conservative polling company?
No. The ownership is conservative. My understanding is the polling company is supposed to be anybody can hire them to do a poll,
okay,
whether you're
all
liberal,
right,
progressive, or whatever.
Well, I thought was interesting, though, again, how they broke the demographics down here. They said that the poll was designed to reflect expected voting demographics for 2020. The breakdown by party on this poll is 41% Republican, 32% Democrat, 27% nonpartisan. I don't understand that in a state that Donald Trump won by how many points? 18, 19 points, something like that?
I guess you could go back and look at how Remington predicted the last presidential outcome and might give you an indication as to whether they really understand the psyche,
yeah,
of Missourians in all 114 counties.
Well, it's a good point, and maybe that's something worth looking at as this poll kind of makes the rounds today. I'm gonna repeat just two more things that came from this poll, just so people know. Would you support or oppose requiring background checks of all potential gun buyers? And according to this, 77% of people supported that idea. It breaks it down: Republican 70% support, Democrat 88% support, nonpartisan 76% support. One more. Would you support or oppose a law allowing police to take away guns from a person a judge finds dangerous? Again, almost 70% support for that in this poll done by Remington Research. So you can bet that people are going to hear more about this poll today, Rob.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to, in the light of a lot of the uptick in shootings around the state, especially this weekend, it will be. The question is, if you took the elements of that poll and affected them, what have we done? What will we have done to actually address the undercurrent, the causes of the violence that people,
yes,
are so concerned about?
Yeah, it's a great point. And here's a question I want them to ask. Do you understand the difference between a semi-automatic weapon and a fully automatic weapon? Do you understand the difference between do you want to know what an AR-15 really is? What's your definition of an assault weapon? None of that stuff is explained in here, and I think that is very frustrating for me.
Well, how you phrase the question often dictates the answer you'll get.
Yep, very true. Rodney Boyd, listen, I appreciate your time, my friend. We'll be listening on Sunday.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.